lessons learned after 5 years of podcasting. This is DJ Hillier here with your weekly wisdom brought to you by Element. As most of you listening know, back in 2018, I started what was then the My Fit podcast. At the time, I was 25 years old and I found myself listening to at least one podcast every single day, a routine I still do today. I still remember driving on Highway 35 and listening to a podcast when I thought to myself, why don't I start my own podcast? I was and still do consider myself to be a lifelong learner, and I figured having a podcast is a phenomenal way to scratch that itch. Over the years, the show has changed names, improved production, and brought on some amazing guests. And although there has been a lot of evolution during the 5 years, there's a couple things that stay the same. One is that every single Tuesday for the past 5 years, I've released an episode talking to an expert in the fields of fitness, mindset, leadership, entrepreneurship, nutrition, therapy, and much more. After I hit the big 300 episode milestone, I took some time to reflect on the major lessons I've learned either from myself as an interviewer or from the guests that I've talked to. And I've compiled it down to a top 25 list of the most life-changing lessons that I've learned. If you've been listening to me, following me, you know that I like lists, I like wisdom, and so both of these combined is something I'm very passionate about. I highly recommend grabbing a pen and a piece of paper and writing down these valuable lessons. Who knows? It could save you a lot of time or maybe even a lot of money down the road. First lesson I learned in my 5 years of podcasting is who you become as the result of the chase is the most important thing. Who you become as a result of the chase is the most important thing. Second lesson, curiosity is the ultimate superpower that leads to exponential growth, empathy, and opportunity. Stay curious. Third lesson, whether it be a parent, coach, or CEO, aim to praise people's effort over their results. Number four, compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. Number five, your future will take care of itself when you take care of today. Number six, we don't control the events around us, but we have complete control over how we respond to them. Number seven, in the short term, you are only as good as your intensity. In the long term, you are only as good as your consistency. Number eight, being able to reframe your nerves for excitement is a competitive advantage. Number nine, don't ignore the essentials. Walking, sleeping 7 to 9 hours every single night, getting sunshine, eating whole foods, and laughing with friends. Don't get bored with the basics. Number 10, agreements prevent disagreements. Take the time to set clear expectations before the deal has been made. Number 11, your thoughts determine what you want. Your actions determine what you get. Therefore, action changes everything. Number 12, your physical peak isn't your peak of life. Number 13, define your own version of success. If you don't, you'll live someone else's. Number 14, prioritize high quality protein starting right away in the morning. Number 15, show up consistently. Keep stacking small wins because little by little, little becomes a lot. Number 16, motivation follows action, not the other way around. Number 17, you are the most important person you talk to on a daily basis. Choose every word wisely. Number 18, there's no such thing as good foods or bad foods. Food is food. Number 19, there's no such thing as an overnight success. It takes years of hard work, patience, and consistency. Number 20, identifying your core values is the most powerful strategy in self-development. Number 21, failure is feedback. Number 22, don't avoid thinking about death. Instead, use it to live the life that you want. Number 23, when you are receptive to learning, everyone we meet has something to teach us. Number 24, listening without bias or distraction is the greatest value you can pay another person. And last but not certainly least, certainly not least, number 25, enjoy life. This is not a dress rehearsal. 330 conversations boiled down to my top 25 pieces of wisdom. If you want to read that list, head over to my Instagram and you'll find it there as it's pinned on the top of my page. But before you head into this brand new week full of opportunity, let me ask you, which lesson resonated with you the most? Which one made your head nod? Which one put a smile on your face? I'd love to hear which one you're thinking of right now. Do me a favor and send me your answer in a DM on Instagram at DJ Hillier. I'd love to hear from you and love to hear which one resonated with you most. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Make it a great week.